You've been down. Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoaround.com. It is Thursday, February 17, 2011. This is audio boo number 63. Well, the market was up again today. Of course it was up. It's never going down again. And that was despite a couple items in the news today. First, inflation. Inflation came in a little hotter than folks expected. It came in at 0.4%. And there have been folks warning us that, you know, all the stimulus, all this government spending, you know, whatever trillions of deficits we're racking up here lately, all this money is making its way into the economy and will push up the price of goods. You know, devalue the dollar and push up the price of goods. So we could see the first warning shot across the bow today with the CPI coming up and surprising folks. Although that was not reason to sell today. It was a good day to buy. And then the second item of news today was the Steve Jobs rumor coming from a tabloid where the tabloid reported that Steve Jobs only has 6 weeks to live. Now, it was from a tabloid, so consider the source, as Mom used to say. You know, we certainly hope he's doing well. I think we're all a little nervous when he took himself off Apple back in January. And we hope that whatever is going on with Steve, it's going well. What does it mean for Apple stock? Well, it's going to put a little fear premium into the price of the stock. I think I mentioned that back in January on the blog and Audio Boo. And that was one of the reasons, or one of the small minor reasons, that I did sell my NASDAQ 100 stuff. Is because, you know, we're looking for a catalyst to sell. And, you know, whether it's 0.4 inflation or Steve Jobs' health, it's going to be something. There's going to be some wall of worry item that, you know, we don't overcome. So that's that. The other thing that I saw in the news today that kind of, I don't know if it shocked me. Did you read about the credit card swipe fees? Now, this is the fee that I think the credit cards charge merchants. When you use a credit card. So they call them swipe fees. And the government's trying to put a cap on that. And first of all, I guess if you're a capitalist, you're against that because, hey, you know, companies should be able to charge whatever the market will bear. But there's not too many credit card companies, right? So, hey, I guess the government feels like they should step in here and, you know, put some kind of cap on it. But I started thinking about the freebies, the credit card freebies, right? They offer you airline miles or cash back or whatever they offer you every time you use the card. So I'm wondering if these fees get capped, you know, what happens? Do some of these little perks go away? Now, of course, the other side of the story is that when the card companies charge the swipe fee, the merchant pays it, and the merchant isn't paying it out of the kindness and goodness of their heart, right? They are passing along that cost to you. Of course, if that cost goes away, would they lower prices? Who knows? But it could impact people's little perks and bennies. Well, hey, I guess I should do on a personal note. I think that'll be a feature. It's cloudy and icky here again after we had some 70-degree teases last week. Now it's back in the 40s and windy and rainy. But that happens here in Sacramento, the fifth worst city in the country. The weightlifting's going good. Today's my last day this week of working out. It's going to be legs day, so woohoo! And then I got to take a few days off and hit it again. So hey, I hope you're having a great one. You've been down on your luck. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Tyrannosaurus Grace with Bottle of Booze. See ya. You've been taken for a ride. It's alright. No, they're never gonna take us alive. Well, we're rolling along, still singing our song with a smile and a bottle of booze. No, we won't stop rocking. They're never gonna take it from you. You've been burned, you've been crushed. They take every cent that you touch.